It is always appropriate to, number one, thank them for their service, to let them know that there's a whole lot of people back in our state and in our country that have kept them in our thoughts and prayers. And then the other piece of this is to thank the families, because in so many cases, while this is a joyous time in which people are coming home safely and their families are getting together again, those families have put up with and have suffered as well, just because their loved one hasn't been there.